Financing a new home, the topic on our Saline Area Chamber of Commerce report today, and what to expect, especially as a first-time home buyer. As we welcome to 1290 WLBY, Dan Syke. He is Senior Mortgage Loan Officer of DFCU Financial. So nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Members of the Saline Chamber. So
yes.
That is always excellent. First-time home buyers, what is it like for them out there right now? Because rates had gone up. I don't know where they are right now. You're going to share that with us. But how are they doing? Someone who really wants to buy a home.
Yeah, the market is very tough. So any speech I give to a first-time home buyer is like, look, you can't bring a knife to a gunfight.
And
what that means is a lot of these homes that are in, we call it turnkey, so good condition. These things are going over 10% on average over purchase price.
And you have to be ready for that.
You have to be ready.
You get excited when you see how much a home is going for and not realizing going into it, you're going to have to bid a little
you
higher.
You got to fight. You need sometimes mom and dad's help, a little gift letter or something, because these things are they're popping. And, you know, if they don't have the funds or the means or the olive branches in their life, a good first home is for a home that maybe needs a little update, and those homes kind of sit for a couple weeks, and those are the houses that you can get good deals on and sometimes even get concessions.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So that's a good maneuver then.
Yes.
For people if they really want a home. Now, who are these first-time home buyers? How old are they? What's the makeup of that population?
Yeah, I would say probably mid-20s. Oh. Yep. A lot of times it's a couple just starting off in their career, a lot of nurses, a lot of healthcare workers, starting to run into some union workers too, some young guys, good money. But the problem is, like, you know, I don't know about you, but when I was 25, I didn't have $30,000 sitting in the bank. So
do they or no?
Not yet. I mean, if power couples, like you combine a nurse and a union worker, they sometimes usually got about 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say 20 is enough to kind of do your 3% down, maybe do an appraisal guarantee. That means, like, if you bid $200,000 on a home and it's listed for $190,000, you still guarantee that you'll still pay $200,000 for the home, even if it underappraises. So we're running into stuff like that. So again, I'd say $20,000 is about the sweet spot.
In that scenario, to do that though, do you have to have the cash to back that up, or can you roll that into your mortgage?
You need the cash.
You need the cash.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's why the
that's because of the appraisal being under.
If it comes in under. I mean, I rarely see low appraisals these days, but you always have to put it in the contract in case it does come in under, you're guaranteeing that money.
Hot markets, where are they right now?
Everywhere. Yeah. In Michigan, everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's
so most things are going pretty quickly.
Yes.
I know one young couple who they currently own a home. So this would be their second one, but it was a starter home. And
So
they're looking to upscale a little bit. But they have been outbid on every single home that they have tried to get.
Yeah. And so I can't make that stuff up. That's,
I
think in my profession is communication. So I think what I find the most valuable is having, for a client anyway, is having a good loan officer and a good realtor.
All right. Tell us about that. Why are those two things important?
Because you have to have the communication. Because I've dealt with clients that are, you know, working with another loan officer, another realtor. And this isn't throwing anybody underneath the bus. These are just real stories. Mm-hmm. Like, they're looking for 9 months for a home, and they keep putting bids in at asking price for a turnkey home that's one day on the market. And it's just like some of the realtors are new, right? So you got to have communication is key in this market. You got to tell people what to expect.
And a seasoned person generally knows what's coming on the market. They're working with other realtors.
Yes.
There might be that pocket listing that it hasn't gone on yet that they can tell you about. So there's a lot to that. And I think to your point about, and I do too, know people that have worked with realtors for 6 months, 8 months, nine months. You should make sure that when you sign on with a realtor that you know what that end date could look like, that it's not baked into it where you have to stay with them.
That
right?
is correct, yes.
Generally, how long should that be then?
I mean, I personally believe that if you're looking for more than, I think 3 months is a very long time to be looking at houses every weekend and not having any luck. That's a red flag to me.
Yeah. But the market is very difficult also. But again, if you got a good realtor, they might be able to wheel and deal and do some things for you.
Wheel and deal or, you know, again, proper communication. Hey, do you got a mom, dad, brother, sister that maybe can throw $5,000 in the pot for some, you know, an overbid or something like to kind of beat some of these people out.
Dan Syke, he is Senior Mortgage Loan Officer of DFCU Financial. Good loan officer in this market is crucial. What do they bring to the party?
I would just say first, the programs. So you got to have a good bank, lender, credit union that backs with good programs that can be competitive in a market. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing. We do a lot of 1% down, no PMI for our, we call it, so say first responders, healthcare workers, educators. So we do a lot of 1% down and no PMI. PMI is a basically like a monthly fee if you don't put 20% down, right? So we kind of waive that, gives our buyers a little bit more purchasing power.
So when you don't put 20% down, that is baked into it, your monthly mortgage, the PMI, meaning you're going to pay a higher rate because you have not put as much down.
Because you're not putting 20% down. So with DFCU, we have... It's called the Gratitude Program. So again, first responders, healthcare workers, educators, veterans, it's conventional financing, 1% down, no PMI. So that really helps a soft landing where they might only need $10,000 at closing and they have a little extra left over to kind of do like an appraisal guarantee or something like that if, in case they're overbidding. So that really helps out. So again, to answer your question, programs is key. Communication is key and realtors are key. It's kind of like, you know, oxygen and food. You got to have everything.
All right, Dan, let's get into the nitty gritty here. The current interest rates and what we could possibly see in the future. What do they look like?
Sure. So right now we're kind of just seeing it's been in the sixes for quite a minute, right? I would expect if these tariff deals go through with Trump, I'd say in the next, say, 6 months, I would see rates coming down next year. I don't think we're ever going to see 2.25.
What is the connection to that? Tell me.
Well, you have to keep inflation down, right? And you have to have a confidence in the market. And at the end of the day, if wages aren't keeping up with the cost, right, something has to give, mm-hmm. right? Because you have to keep the market going. You have to have young kids being able to buy houses and getting out of their parents' basement, right? So you have to keep life moving. So again, I don't think we're going to see 2.25, but a lot of people did forget before COVID happened, rates were in the fives. Mm. COVID happened, they went down to 2, right? Now they're in the sixes. So I don't think we're going to see a giant like 3% rally again, but I think if anything, a 4% would be a nice rally, but I think realistically we'd see fives.
And again, boys and girls, I'd like to remind you that back in the 1980s, we had what, 13, 16. Percent.
Yeah.
It's all relative.
Yeah. So if people are making more money, they can afford a slightly higher rate, mm-hmm. right? So I just think that once the economy kind of gets going, which we're seeing signs, mm-hmm. so, but yeah, we're just expectation. Like I said in the beginning, if you're waiting around for 3%, you're going to be waiting a long time.
Dan Syke with us with DFCU. You also have a special program there to bridge a purchase when you already have a current home.
Yes, that's a great point because that goes back to buying power. So with these offers, with the market so hot, you cannot make an offer contingent on your home selling, okay? When there's 10 offers on a home and you have your offer contingent on your home selling, mm-hmm. that offer is not only going to the back of the line, it's probably going in the trash can, right? So a bridge loan is basically like a home equity line of credit on your current home, and we could advance the equity. So we would basically like an open check to use for down payment, closing costs, and escrows. We put a lien on the home, just a line, home equity line of credit, mm-hmm. and that's used to cover everything on the new home. And then when you sell your current home, we just pay off that loan.
So how often do people take you up on that?
I would say that's about 50% of my business. Yeah, I have about this month I'm at about 28 purchase agreements, and I would say half are bridge loans.
Hmm.
Yep.
And this is despite the fact that the market's so hot, aren't those homes selling really quick?
Very quickly.
So
it's just you can't make an offer contingent.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. How do people reach you, and how do they find out more information, especially you first-time home buyers out there who want to explore some of these great programs that you have?
Yeah, I mean, you can, I'll just blurt out my phone. You can call or text at 734-775-9688, or you can email me at dan.syk, which is S-Y-C-K, at DFCUfinancial.com.
And he is also a member, and DFCU Financial is a member of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce. And you can go online and check out their member information, salinechamber.org. Dan, nice getting to know you, and thank you so much. And the ins and outs of all of this.
Yes.
All right. But you think rates could come down, interest rates could come down?
I think they'll come down next year. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
That doesn't necessarily mean that people should wait to buy if they're in the market for it. Right now,
if you want a solid investment, real estate is the way to go.
Well, that's a good point.
If you looked at a graph from 1920 to 2025, houses have gone up and up and up. There was a little blimp in 2008, but that was, you know, two decades ago.
Yeah. Interesting times we live in.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Dan Syk with DFCU Financial on the Lucy Ann Lance Show and our Saline Area Chamber of Commerce Report, 1290 WLBY.